Just before we start this podcast, I just want to have a message from one of our sponsors. One of our main sponsors is Apeiron Clothing, where you can get premium golf wear at discounted prices. Check out our website at www.apeiron-clothing.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Emergency pod. How do we start these? Our first ever emergency podcast.
Just like that, with a big siren.
Yeah. Wow.
Mad.
Golf has gone mad.
What's gone on there?
Well, for anyone who doesn't know, and you've been living under the stairs for the last 4 or 5 hours.
They were in the gym, come out, and people that don't even play golf, mates from Ireland, Australia, texted me about it.
My phone just blew up. Have you seen this? I was like, yeah. They're like, what is going on?
But I hadn't.
Like, I do not know. And I was phoning you and texting you, and I was getting no answer. I was like, where the fuck the hell is he?
She's in the gym pumping iron.
It's like, yeah. Yeah, LIV has merged with the PGA Tour alongside the DP World Tour to bring golf under one umbrella again.
But they've done it in like a sneaky way, haven't they? They haven't like just merged with LIV. They've merged with like the umbrella company of LIV, like the private investment fund.
Yeah, PIF. Yeah. So PIF has invested, and as part of that, they get the share, the LIV name, and the PGA Tour name is shared. And well, the guy who runs the PIF is going to be the chairman.
You're not going to go for his name there?
No. And then the guy who's the commissioner, Jay Monahan, is the chief exec. So I just don't know where that leaves Mr. Norman.
Well, Bryson found out before Norman.
I didn't know that.
Bryson found out in the morning, and Norman found out 2 minutes before the interview.
Wow.
But he's still the CEO of LIV, according to the last report I read. You just didn't want him to put the blockers on it, innit?
So you're going to have Keith Pelley, Greg, and Jay Monahan all under the same umbrella, all trying to make decisions together. It's just not going to work, is it?
Well, not unless like the whole thing's been a charade.
We did say that, didn't we?
Yeah. We said it was going to be a charade. We said, why can't they all get along? We said, what is going on? Like, it's destroying golf. But if it was all part of one big plan... I've got a couple of things on it, mate.
Go on.
I think either the PGA Tour is either running out of money because they're pulling 20 million events out of everywhere.
Yeah, they got
like Scotty John Rahm beat Scheffler's record from last year in May. And it's...
Yeah. So there's a lot of outgoings. A couple of... Because they've changed to a designated event style as well.
Yeah.
The ones that aren't designated events sort of kicked off and... pulled sponsorships, didn't he? There was a couple
a few sponsorship pulled, a few, like, you've got all these designated events, all the majors are elevated, the players are elevated. They're probably thinking this model can't continue with the money that they've got.
The world rankings as well.
Or, on the other end of the scale, because I've just read as well that they're taking it away from being a non-for-profit.
Yeah.
They've got too much money and they're thinking we need to get this out and start earning some money.
Yeah, they've got too much money tied up.
Yeah, because it's a non-for-profit and you can't make profit. It's like a...
But when you've got somebody like the PIF investing in it, money's not an option.
Yeah, but now it's a profitable business now. It's not a non-for-profit anymore.
If PIF are investing, they don't need money.
No, what I'm saying, PIF, they were sound anyway. They were pumping, they were wiping their ass with billions anyway. But I'm saying the PGA Tour as a non-for-profit organisation, now it's not. It's a company now.
See, my view on it is, and I started to get the feeling, we've always spoken, haven't we, that there's a place in golf for LIV in the ecosystem.
Of course.
It's wrecking the world rankings. You've got top-class players playing on LIV who can't get in events that they should be able to get into. You know, we had the issue with Taylor Gooch.
Yeah.
Still can't get in the US Open, can he?
No.
You know, there's the issue with Henrik Stenson, which is a shambles.
Well, he's the one who's going to be, like, the most worst off, apart from... Chamberlain, like he's
Brandel's.
Stenson's like lost his. Yeah, look, Chamberlain, this is one of the saddest days in the history of professional golf. News just in.
Oh, you knew he was going to come out with something, didn't you?
But like, obviously, Chamberlain is disgusted, obviously.
He's got to double down on what he's talking about.
He's got it, man. He can't just do like everyone else has done. But Stenson's lost his foundation in Sweden over his move. He's obviously got a load of money in the pocket. He's lost his Ryder Cup captaincy. What does he, can they reinstate him now next year or in 2 years or what?
Ultimately, the news that broke it is it. I know Chambly said it's not, but it is a great day for golf because it stops the all the issues back and forth. But what it has done, which I think we'll see the benefits of in future events, it's created a real rift between certain players. Certain players have got beef between each other. They've called each other out, you know.
Wesley Bryant's fuming, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Well, Phil Mickelson was saying Rory's not welcome on LIV because of all his bullshit.
So Mickelson only tweeted yesterday. This, he mustn't have knew anything about this. He tweeted yesterday because Hideki was seen on Spirit Airlines where, like, you queue up and don't get a seat and all that.
Well, Rory was saying at the beginning of this week that he doesn't think any European tour players, it was my bust, wasn't it? Any European tour players should get on the Ryder Cup team. So what's that going to do for the comrades in the Ryder Cup if now all of a sudden you're getting...
They can all play.
They can all play, yeah.
What I'm saying about Hideki is, Mickelson was saying that's not how high flyers fly. You don't want to be on this, join us.
Yeah,
but like some of the rumoured like rejections from LIV to join them, people who'd be sick. Obviously, Tiger's your biggest, but probably not that bothered, is he? But no. 800 million, like
he was always about the legacy Tiger, though. I don't
think 800 million, mate. Like it's, yeah, you know what I mean?
It is at the end of the
day. Hideki, 400 million rumoured.
Wow.
Like, Ben Hung An tweeted saying Hideki could have bought Spirit Airlines if he went to LIV. John Rahm, 300 million. Will Zalatoris, 130 million, and he's injured.
And then he got the injury.
So, and then Sam Burns, 100 million.
It's crazy. I mean,
wow.
Where does the U-turn come from, though, so quick? Because the
Koepka, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say that. It is. It's Koepka winning a major. And because if Koepka doesn't win that major, do you think this deal happens?
It must have been in the pipeline, wasn't it? Surely.
Yeah. You've got to look at it from a PGA and Jay Monahan in particular. They've always took the stances that we're the superior tour. You know, we are golf and we don't want to talk to them. We don't have nothing to do with them. But then you don't know because of the changes that have been made and because of the way it's being led. You know, ratings might have gone down.
Maybe.
Them non-designated events, because they are non-designated events now, maybe people aren't watching them like they used to.
Yeah.
Maybe fans aren't turning up. This is speculation. I don't know the actual figures, but maybe it's forced. Obviously, what you're saying, is there an issue with funding? They're spending too much to try and keep up with LIV, and they've gone too far with it. A couple of sponsorships drop out. The pot then goes down. Are they stuck?
That's one that you would think, but I had that in my head to say. And then I read that it's took it away from being a non-for-profit organisation. So that made me think that there's more money.
There's too much money. And then
they
want to
start taking it out and doing things with it. But yeah, here's the best one, right? So all of the golfers that remain loyal, in inverted commas, to the very disloyal PGA in all its different forms will play a big price when the inevitable merger with LIV comes, and you get nothing but a big thank you from the PGA officials who are making millions of dollars a year. If you don't take the money now, you will get nothing after the merger takes place, and only say how smart the original signees were. Good luck to all, and congratulations to the talented Cam Smith on his incredible win. So that was in July the 18th,
Donald Trump,
2022 at 8:39. AM.
Yeah.
Trump. Nailed it.
He knows it. He's a businessman, isn't he?
Nailed it.
One of the best.
Like, if that's not nailing it.
It was inevitable. Like, this rift can't happen forever. There was always going to have to come a point where they spoke to each other. I just can't believe how it's been done. You know, Jay Monahan always talks about it being the players' tour. They've got a player advisory council. The players have a say in everything. And then you've got Colin Morikawa saying, "I can't believe I'm hearing the news on the news.
Yeah, someone else said that. Well, I can't, it evades me. It was, but someone else woke up saying, like, love getting me news off Twitter, like the same same thing as Morikawa. Here's an interesting one for you, right? So obviously, you don't know how long these talks have been going on or what's happened, but Rory's U-turn. Remember, I have always said every week on the pod, that's Jay Monahan's words, them, not Rory's.
Yeah.
Rory U-turned on LIV, didn't he? Saying, like, it's great for the sport and that.
A few weeks back.
That's makes it even more nailed on that, like Monahan's little puppet boy.
And the PGA Tour have copied LIV's model, all right, not the team elements, but they've copied the model in a shortened field, no cut, elevated event with just the best players in the world playing on it.
Crazy, innit?
It says in the letter that Monahan's wrote to the
I've just got that here,
the players, it does state that they're going to find a way to work the team elements in the golf and landscape.
Monaghan come out and everything that was bad against Liv.
It was exhibition.
Yeah, and it's exhibition golf, where the monies came from, the source of it, all the negative stuff around Saudi Arabia, all the equal rights things that he was speaking about, like no cut, all these different things that was living, and to just like, jump into bed with them, like, just, like
after even all like that's happened.
He's even going in like under them.
Look, the way I see it, right, is the PGA Tour have held all the cards for so long. You know, you can see with the partnership that they've done with the DP World Tour, what they've done with, you know, that tour and getting players over to the PGA Tour. They've always been in control of golf. Liv comes along and matches them. So the best form of defense for them at that point was more than likely attack.
Yeah.
That's what they've done. They attacked it to say, you know, what Rory said, dead in the water. Monaghan was saying, you know, they shouldn't get world ranking points. They shouldn't. They're going to get banned from the PGA Tour. They went full hit, full shebang. We're not having it. So that was more than likely because they were threatened by somebody to actually challenge them and they didn't want to get into bed with them.
Mm.
Now, obviously, a year later, Liv's been around for a year. You're starting to see now, actually, the concept's good. There's a space for it in the world of golf. It's not going anywhere. They're not going to run out of money anytime soon. And they've got really top-class players playing well, playing in majors and actually winning the tournaments. It goes from, at the beginning, being, we need to stop this before it starts because we're the number one tour, to, actually, we can't stop it now. We're going to have to work with them. So let us work with them before somebody else does. And then the PGA Tour then run the risk of, you know what if Liv go and make their own professional tour? Or they merge with the Asian Tour, and then the Asian Tour becomes bigger.
Mm.
It's a genuine threat. Now, what you've got is everybody under the one umbrella again.
So what happens now then? Like, what, like, can, like, Bryson just start playing the PGA Tour events and that now? What's the actual route? What have they actually said on all
that? It says, if you look on that, that statement, I think it's on the second page, there's a bullet point that states something around, we're going to work. There's a lot of logistics involved, but we're going
to
work.
We will work cooperatively to establish a fair and objective process for any players who desire to reapply for membership with the PGA Tour or DP World Tour following the completion of the 2023 season, consistent with each tour's policies. It's a complicated endeavour and one that will be guided by an established PGA rules and regulations.
Yeah, so basically what the... Yeah, and, you know, are the DP World Tour going to refund them £100,000 as well?
That's it, like...
There's a lot that's gone on. You know, you got to think of the position Andy Ogletree was in at one stage. He didn't have a tour to play on.
It's like...
You got Taylor Gooch not being able to play majors, Andy Ogletree being banished. So,
they changed the Taylor Gooch rule, like, on the fly, didn't he? So, you'd have to be exempt in the top in the world and...
Eligible
is the word that was used, yeah. So, like,
they changed this.
Is he allowed in now, or is it all have to wait?
Well,
why do it now?
This is the $1 million question, isn't it? Or billion-dollar question?
Liv anniversary today.
I don't know. Liv, it's close to Liv being a year. Liv London was the first one, wasn't it?
I think it's like today, you know.
And it's coming.
Yeah, I think this is the day where it all happened, I think.
But, you know, a lot of people who... followers of the PGA Tour and a massive tour fans.
Yeah.
Do you think they've maybe been reluctant to go and watch Liv and they've been team PGA Tour, but now they're merged together? Do you think we're going to see even bigger crowds at the Liv events now?
I think it could go one or two ways, couldn't it? It could make everyone think, lose interest in the PGA Tour and Liv and give up on golf. Who would you trust? How do you know who's right and who's wrong? And what anyone's saying is real?
Yeah, golf's golf, isn't it?
You know. No, but I mean, like, the higher golf, the establishment, like, sacked Everton, sacked the board and all that. Like, you lose faith in what people are going to do. Like, no striker all season. It's like, if they're not making the right decisions, they got to go. And, like, Monaghan's, like, said this, then said that. Now they've done that. And then next minute, all together, it's like, people don't like inconsistencies like that, do they?
You're right, yeah. You're right. It's a good point, you know. And I think, you know, even looking from a DP World Tour perspective, where do they sit in all this? Because they're being named as one of the partners in the three. So how does that work? You know, you've got the world ranking points as well. How's that going to work?
Well, they're going to have to, that one major, major positive out of all this, if they're all playing under the same thing and they're all under the same umbrella, the world ranking will have to be thrown in the bin and restarted.
Yeah, it will. Do you know what's good about this? Right, so obviously that's our sort of thoughts on what's gone on. You know, there's been a lot of inconsistencies, a lot of mixed messages, mm-hmm. but ultimately, if we look forward to the future of golf and what we've got to look forward to, essentially, you are going to have a team aspect of golf that's going to include the whole golf and landscape. So you can have a Team Australia, you can have a Team England with the best English players. You could have a Tommy Fleetwood, Tyrrell Hatton, Matt Fitzpatrick, Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter. You know, you could have that as a one team. Yeah. You know, you could have a Team Scotland. You could have a Team Australia, like I've just said, a Team America.
Or you could have loads of, like take the full live model and have like loads of different little mini teams.
Yeah. Mad. Have it as a league. Yeah. A big, massive league, yeah, with divisions.
Yeah. The best reaction is, I've grown up being a fan of the Four Aces. Maybe one day I get to play for them on the PGA Tour. That is sick, that Joel Damon.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. You know, it was Mackenzie Hughes. Nothing like finding out through Twitter that we're merging with the tour that we said we'd never do that with.
Do you know what would be interesting, right? So there's a player meeting at the RBC Canadian Open with Jay Monahan at 4 o'clock today,
yeah,
US time. So it's probably going to take place pretty soon, I would imagine, given what time it is in the UK now. It'd be interesting to see what the fallout of that is, because what if the players take the stance of refusing to play?
Yeah, exactly.
What if?
It's like the crowd. It's like what I was saying about what? The inconsistency. But you know what they've already done now? Maybe it's one big plan, maybe not. Who knows? Conspiracy theory. But they've already separated the players that they want anyway. Like, the only players are going to refuse to play. Maybe Rory's a big one. But apart from that, the mules, as Noel Leonard would say. like the... Do you know what I mean? Wesley, who's going to miss Wesley Bryant at a tournament? You know, like, nobody.
But they do prop up the field, though, don't they?
No, they do, but so does, like, there's a million other golfers coming through.
Yeah. I think it's great. I honestly do think the news this morning...
Netflix were there as well.
Wow.
That's another thing when I was saying about the whole Netflix thing being a big... When I said about the Kardashian... Wait there.
We want to believe
it. Last year, I said, what if this whole live thing... was a big Kardashian, because I watched the Kardashians, didn't I? Where she faked the wedding to just because the ratings were down. As well, if this whole thing's a big stunt. And now,
a lot filming said,
against
though,
season two, not much gone, not going on, and then bang.
A lot being said.
Yeah, fucking hell, the Kardashians going on like no man's business. Listen.
Yeah, you know what? You just, the most shocking thing of everything is just how there was no pre-warning. There was nothing to say to you. This could happen. It was just like, wake up today, midday, our time. Obviously, a bit early in the US, they're waking up to it. But you just see the head of the PIF, head of the PGA Tour, sitting down with the title, Live and PGA Merge, and you're like...
Do you think it was the 1st of April?
I honestly didn't know what to think. I was like, I didn't see it on the TV. It was Danny who texted me. I said, have you seen this? And I was like, this can't be real. And then I went on Twitter and it was everywhere. And I was like, wow, what do we even do here? It is a very historical moment in golf, this.
Like, yeah.
Because there's so much happening. There's so much change. You consider how the Ryder Cup's changed since they've banned LIV, how the PGA Tour's changed with the increase in money, with the elevated events turning to designated events, then changing into a two-tiered system, then what they've done to the DP World Tour with getting the 10 best players over.
One good thing from this is if that PIF is at the top and there's like major bread, they could elevate the DP World Tour and
what
get the golf globally. Yeah.
What did I say?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you've got the likes of McKibben. The worry that we had this week on the podcast when we spoke about it was how long is it going to be before the PGA Tour take them?
But I mean, like, even though LIV are doing like events in Valderrama and like a couple of European, like you got one in England. Is there another one somewhere else European ways?
I don't think so. I think
can't remember. But anyway, branch out to Valderrama. But then, like, the way they put on a show, a concert, they put like a good atmosphere for everyone. Like, all right, the Porsche European Open had a Ferris wheel, but like, that's like a big event. That was like DJ used to go over and play in that.
Yeah.
Like when he was on the PGA Tour, but no big boys are coming over because obviously you got the Memorial the same week. If they start pumping money into that European, like Eastern yeah. European place, and really elevating golf and getting the big crowds and people over there, and like send, like they could like do what I said, sell players, like you have to go. Because like they've paid the money, haven't they? If they give them appearance fees, like what's it to the Latin to get on a plane?
It can only be a good thing. We've said for so long, haven't we? But it's not even the money at the top, because that money needs to be spread down as well. You need to be seeing more money on the Challenge Tour. You need to be seeing more money fed into feeder tours around the world.
No, of course, yeah.
Like these players who get to that level, like Challenge Tour players. How many times have the Challenge Tour players come off the Challenge Tour and go and win on the DP World Tour? Yeah. Or players come from the Korn Ferry Tour and do well and keep the cards?
That's it, though. It's like it's like saying you got to take the money out the Premier League to give it to League One, but it's like that's where you're at. That's where your levels are.
To win a designated event on the PGA Tour, you're getting £4 million.
Yeah, but people are going 400 grand a week in this League One, you're on two less.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? The gap's still massive.
But it doesn't mean it's right, though.
No, it's not right. But, like the eyes are on superstars. Like
the thing is, though, in a team, like it doesn't cost a professional footballer money to travel for a team and play
That's golf's why different. The whole team landscape could change everything.
Yeah.
Imagine your team and you turn up and you're coaching or your car. what's your overall conclusion? Good, bad, birdie, bogey, bust?
Yeah, I'd say eagle.
Yeah?
Yeah. Only because
I'm going bogey, me, you know.
No, let me tell you why.
Just
I'm
until there's a bit more news.
The reason it's me eagle, right, is because
you've only got one of them for this a year, you know, and you've used it.
This is me eagle. Okay. Three main points. The world ranking system was coming non-existent. Okay.
Maybe you don't point know if that's going to change, though.
No, but this is why it's me eagle. What I'm saying is the news is why it's me eagle, because it's going to promote that change now.
You don't know that.
It's got to, hasn't it?
I don't know.
Okay, so there's that point.
Yeah.
Case in point one, okay? The second point is because of point one, it was leading towards the players on LIV becoming non-existent when it comes to the qualifying criteria for majors, and then majors just becoming a elevated event, another designated event. So whether it was the TPC Sawgrass for the players, whether it was, you know, the Memorial, or whether it was the Masters, all them events would be the same. Because you'd have the same players, because people from LIV couldn't get in, and then nobody on a DP World Tour could get into the top 50 in the world because the ranking system wasn't working. And then my final point is we're now going to get to see. So they're the two points that were a sticking point. The other point is that we're now going to get to see, hopefully, the best players in the world competing week in, week out. So you're going to see a Scotty Scheffler, who we've said, TT Green, has been fantastic. Rory been playing well. John Rahm being playing unbelievable. But on the other side, you've got Brooks Koepka playing unbelievable. Cam Smith before he went unbelievable. You imagine you threw them back in the mix on the PGA Tour now, and you've got them playing week in, week out. Victor Hovland's rising up. You want to have.
Yeah, but then can Rory or Rahm go and play LIV? It's like this is the reason that it's me. I reckon it's going to take a while to get ironed out, because that's why it's me bust. One, that I think the whole thing's fake and orchestrated like a Kardashian show, because Netflix, that Netflix thing's there. But two, I don't understand how it works. Although they've made, like, can Cam Smith just go and rock up next week at the RBC?
I think off the back of that letter, it indicates that at the end of the 2022 season.
No, I get
season.
That they're going to do that, but I'm saying even when they do, does Cam Smith, like, not play LIV, or, like, can... Like, the money that they've had to join LIV, Bryson can just turn up back up at the PGA Tour, or can, like, John Rahm go and play with LIV Valderrama if he wants, like, next year? Like, I don't get how it's going to work, unless it's a big open system, and then if it is, it'll move up to me, baby.
I think, yeah.
It'll be bust until there's more details for me.
Yeah. Obviously, speculation and surmising here, but if you look at the rumoured relegation and promotion within LIV, you know, if that's open to everybody and all the top players get promoted to that LIV concept, what you got to remember now, it's
LIV's
not what you got to remember.
Champions League, innit?
But what you got to remember, it's not LIV and the PGA Tour no more. It's not separate. they're all under the one umbrella.
No, I know, yeah.
So there's no difference between it now. So if you're the Asian Tour, the DP World Tour, the Korn Ferry Tour, the PGA Tour, all the other PGA Tours around the world, and...
Yeah, but you've got to remember, the private investment fund own Newcastle as well. So, like, they're under the same umbrella. Just because they're under an umbrella doesn't mean that they're the same. Do you get me?
But they're all in the same boardroom and making the
decisions. No, of course
together.
They are as well. Well, no, because he's even higher, isn't he?
Because he's the chairman.
He's that fella who's the can't pronounce his name. He's like the king of the castle now, and everything's underneath him. But they've just merged into the one thing.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Billions of exchange hands there, by the way.
Got to have
billions.
What one question before we finish this then? What does this, because that all handshakes and everyone's happy by the sounds of things, what does that do to the women's game? Because we've got the Aramco series.
Feel bad, that is, well, there you go. That's
you've got the LPGA Tour who have had, there's been them rumours, haven't there, about potentially doing a LIV Golf for women. Greg Norman's come out and said that, you know, there's always a possibility for it. You've got Rose Zhang now,
yeah.
You know, one of the next superstars in the game. Obviously, they'll want to elevate the women's game, surely.
Here's one for you. It's a mad week to do it as well. It's the week of the Scandinavian Mixed. Imagine they just put everyone together. Girls, boys, the lot.
You could do it. The thing is, the DP World Tour, before the Strategic Alliance, they were always the challenging tour to the PGA Tour. Then they had this Strategic Alliance, and the plan was probably going to be to get everything under one umbrella, like we said, and pump everything to the PGA Tour, but not to the extent that they've done it now. One of the other reasons why it's me eagle thinking about it is because LIV has came along, it's opened the bank accounts of the PGA Tour, which has elevated the money. The LIV have elevated money, and like you say, all high tides raise glasses. No.
And high tide raises all ships.
There you go.
Here's one for you. This is my prediction.
Go on.
He's going to structure it in a way that the DP, the Asian, and PJ Tour all feed into the LIV Super League.
Champions League.
That's how he's going to structure it.
Which is what we said at the very beginning, wasn't it? Imagine we had a Champions League.
And then if you get relegated, you pick one of your tours. And then if you want to play in the big leagues, then you're there.
We've basically...
changed the game.
I think so.
Yeah. Mic drop.
And on that note, we'll see you all soon.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh boy, is he out of sync.